What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And responding to Dennis's phone call, what has been going on with all the nations on planet Earth has nothing to do with the Jewish faith, has nothing to do with the ethnicity of the people living in Israel. It is about the behavior of Israel's government. That's the problem. And, of course, Israel, which fears an open, honest debate on its actions and behavior, keeps hiding behind, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you hate the Jewish people. And to show you how silly that is, can you imagine somebody criticizing Adolf Hitler and being told, oh, you're just being anti-German here. Hitler didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. Shame on you. You can't criticize the Nazis because you're being anti-German. That's how ridiculous and silly it is. And we have to keep making that point while Bibi Netanyahu throws his tantrum and Israel's hackers are attacking our servers. It's not the religion. It's not the ethnicity. It's the behavior that's the problem. It's not who they are or what they believe. It's what they do. And no government is above reproach. Now, our First Amendment gives us a right to criticize government when it's wrong, and it's not confined only to the American government. We have a right to criticize foreign governments when they behave badly, when they openly bribe our congressmen, when they try and control the White House, when they get special exemptions to laws like AIPAC not being forced to register as a foreign lobby. And it has nothing to do with Jewishness, has nothing to do with their race, where they came from, has nothing to do with the Bible from 2,000 years ago. This is today, 21st century, December 30th, 2016. That's what it has to do with. What's happening in the here and now, not what happened in World War II, not what happened back 800 years ago. What's happening right now today? How they act is the issue. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I tried to call your show yesterday. I called the number on RBN. I don't have the number. I think it's a 704-706 number where you can listen on your phone while you work. And now T-Mobile told me that there's a one penny per minute charge for these types of lines now, and it's that all the phone carriers are charging this new fee. And I think it's because I think they're trying to suppress the news right now. I think this is a step that they made to do that. Did you hear that?
The Listen Live line is not a toll-free number. It's 605-562-5111. The issue is that the phone companies are trying to get rid of unlimited plans now. They want to go to a totally metered service where you're paying for every single thing that you're using in order to improve their profitability. Now, whether there is a second political agenda to try and impede independent media, that may be an issue as well. But I would, first of all, I would discourage you from listening to my show at your place of employment. That's not fair to your boss.
Yeah,
Second of all,
I don't.
We have podcasts that you can listen to at home. Ron Gibson has the YouTube videos made from the BAM user feed that you can watch from home over your internet service, which I think for most people is still a flat fee. I think it's more greed than any other nefarious interest.
Now, I will tell you that I called T-Mobile right when that happened to me, because it happened to me twice. It's happening to me today. And they said that they're now, all the carriers are now doing that for like prayer lines or any lines where you can listen to on to radio stations and stuff. Now, I did call the number on your website and I got through without them telling me this, but I think it's something that the administration's doing. I think it's one of the steps that they've taken to stifle the real news.
Well, actually, no. The fact that you mentioned they're doing it to prayer lines tells me it's purely economic.
Okay. Now, I called the number on your site. It's a South Dakota area code, believe it or not, and then it's not telling me that. But the other line that that's on the RBN site, it is telling me that. So I didn't know if you knew that.
Well, I'm sure Mike in our control room is probably noting this down, and he's going to pass it on to John and look into that issue as we head into the next year. But you know, we're trying to get the information out. Unfortunately, these large telecom corporations are still dominating the means of communication, and until we can get our own shortwave transmitter, we're sort of going to have to play along by their rules, and that includes a penny a minute. Which is $1.80 to listen to one of my shows, if my math is correct here. Anyway, listen. Okay, I'm getting word from our control room that some of the call-in lines aren't affected by that yet. It's dependent on the carriers. The individual carriers are making these decisions to charge for these listen live lines, and my recommendation would be that maybe it's time for you to change carriers. You know, as soon as your contract is up with your cell phone company, just say, I'm leaving you because of this practice. And then when you go to the new cell phone companies, specifically ask, "Are you know, if I'm buying an unlimited plan, are you surcharging me for listening to long duration phone calls from radio shows and prayer places and so forth? And find one that isn't and sign on with them. Okay?
Thank you, Michael. Keep up the great work.
All right, I certainly will. We're going to let you go here and do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Trey Gowdy, and I'm still sorry, he's not going to be our new Attorney General. But Trey Gowdy is out there and basically saying Hillary Clinton was being protected by the corporate media during her campaign and for most of her political life. And I know that going back to the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, when I accidentally stumbled on evidence that the FBI had fraudulently manufactured the testimony of Lisa Foster, the widow, to claim that the gun found with Vince Foster belonged to him, which it didn't. And I had friends in the network news. I was living in Southern California, working in the film industry, and I knew people at the CBS and NBC News affiliates, and I took it into them, and they said, we can't touch it. So the corporate media has been protecting the Clintons all along. And so Trey Gowdy is now outing them on it, but for those of us who've been paying attention, we knew it all along. We have Don Hewitt, who used to be the executive producer of CBS 60 Minutes, on video, admitting that they edited their segment on Jennifer Flowers to discredit her, make her look like she was some kind of a loon to protect candidate Bill Clinton. That's what the corporate media does. That's their business model. Now, there's an article that we link to over at wanttoknow.info. Leading journalists expose major corruption in mass media, and it is a collection of quotes from major prostitutes and correspondents admitting to what's been going on. And they include in there that story about the Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, which basically said corporate media can lie to you with impunity. There's no law that says they have to be truthful. They're no more honest than reality TV. So they have, I'm going to give you two examples here. Christina Borgeson from CBS, Emmy Award winner. And she's talking about how after TWA 800 fell into the ocean off of Long Island, Pierre Salinger, who was a very credible name, announced to the world on November 8th, 1996, he had documents proving a U.S. Navy missile had accidentally shot that 747 down, which is the same information I have. Now, that same day, Jim Kallstrom over at the FBI called a press conference, and one of the reporters at the press conference raised his hand and said, why is the Navy involved in the recovery and investigation if they're a possible suspect? And Kallstrom shouted, remove him. Two security guards just grabbed this questioner and dragged him out by the arms. And Kallstrom was later hired by CBS. Now, the other example I'm going to share with you goes back to that debacle in Florida in 2000. And Greg Palast, who's over at the BBC, was saying the foreign press was covering all of the election fraud that was going on that made it clear George W. Bush was cheating and stealing the election, and it was never covered in the American media. Just like our corporate media is still not reporting on the massive election fraud uncovered by the recounts in Michigan and Wisconsin, and the recount out in Nevada as well. Because the corporate media owns the Voters News Service. They're part of that system of putting on a play show of honest and fair elections. They never report on crooked elections. When HBO came out with the documentary, Hacking Democracy, the corporate media attacked it. So, moving on here, over the last couple of weeks, the independent media has succeeded in hijacking the term fake news away from the corporate media and turning it back on them, mostly because of this incredible historical record of lies, hoaxes, frauds, and deception fed to us by the prostitutes and correspondents at that corporate media. And so now the corporate media is whining about how Americans are seeing them as the fake news. And obviously that's not something that they wanted to see happen. They're liars. That's what they're paid to do. And they came up with this idea of fake news to sort of imply that corporate media is the official, honest, real news, and you shouldn't pay attention to anybody else. And they're not getting traction with it. Trust in the corporate media and the government are down in the single digits. So let's get some examples out of the way here. Yesterday, CNN ran a story claiming that Russia closed an Anglo-American school in Moscow as retaliation for Obama's sanctions. Oh, those Russians, see how dirty they're playing. They're punishing those innocent students by closing this school. No, it didn't happen. The school is still open. What was CNN's source? Anonymous U.S. officials. The White House is inventing sanctions against its own children. Now, a while back, BBC ran a story claiming that women write better code, meaning software. And it was based on an analysis of code contests at a very popular code website. And BBC made the claim that when the code writers revealed their gender, that women seemed to be automatically excluded from the top prizes. Well, that's not what happened. As a matter of fact, the women who admitted they were women actually did better, not worse. And BBC has finally admitted the story was a complete fiction to support the feminist agenda that women are underappreciated and discriminated against in high tech. And it was a complete fake. And it wasn't just BBC. Corporate media all over. Oh, see, women are being discriminated against because that's what the liberals sell to get votes and financial support. You're being discriminated against by those straight white males. You've got to hate them and help me get them. And all the corporate media stories that were out there supporting that thing, that women are being discriminated against just because they're women, was nonsense. It was a fake story. High-tech workers, I know, don't discriminate against women. They like having them around. Now, The Guardian is still dealing with the blowback of their recent interview of Julian Assange, in which they basically misquoted out of context and attributed to Assange comments that he did not make about his feelings toward Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And it was a complete fake. Now, speaking of fake, let's turn to Facebook, who has declared itself the arbiter of what is real and what is fake. I was over on Facebook earlier, and I was putting up the article, What the Russian Hacking Report Doesn't Say, which is it doesn't have any proof hacking took place. And I took a screen cap of what I saw, because there on the right side of the Facebook page was an announcement that actor William Shatner had passed away. It's not true. He's alive. He's doing fine. If you click the link to get the details about his death, you reach a server that tries to plant malware on your computer. This from Facebook, who has declared itself the arbiter of what is fake and what is real. And they're running ads that are lying and planting malware. Just like they got caught with the mistakes in their metrics that overcharged their advertisers. All right, let's turn to the war zones here. A lot of stuff going on that I need to get through before we get to the Lady Claire here. The Syrian truce appears to be holding. There were some clashes. Apparently, one of the splinter groups started an offensive after the ceasefire started. Basically trying to seize the hill of Bijo and the town of Mahardeh near Hama. And that provoked a little bit of a clash. What's interesting, though, is that the article that was over in Daily Star claimed that warplanes were bombing areas in Syria's northwest, but they didn't say whose warplanes they were. And we know that Israel has a bad habit of flying on in and dropping bombs on Syria. And we know that the United States is desperate to find some way to wreck the ceasefire. Now, as you know, as the Russian and Syrian forces clean out all of these terrorist bunkers, they're finding all these weapons manufactured in the U.S. and Germany. They found weapons from Bulgaria. That has kicked up a big stink in the Bulgarian government, who wants to know how they got there. Now they're reporting they found weapons made in Romania and Slovakia. So this is turning into a huge embarrassment for all of Europe. Now, as you know, the United States is selling the weapons to Saudi Arabia to use against Yemen. And basically, the numbers are not good. A U.S. weapon kills a Yemeni child every 10 minutes. And going by the gun grabber logic, that the maker of the weapon should bear the responsibility for the crimes committed with the weapon, then the U.S. arms industry is responsible for all these civilian deaths, aren't they? Meanwhile, we're getting word that Obama is making a deal. This is being reported in the conservative Daily Post. Obama is making a deal with Saudi Arabia to allow ISIS soldiers who are losing in Iraq to retreat across the border to safety. Got to protect those ISIS soldiers. They're on our side secretly, covertly, but we got to get them out of there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And John McCain and Lindsey Graham are on their Let's Start the War tour over there in Europe. And speaking from Riga, Latvia, called for a permanent U.S. military presence in the Baltic states to deter Russian aggression. Well, John and Lindsey, if you feel that way, here's your rifles. Here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuits left over from the CIA torture centers. Don't forget to send postcards. Now then. Benjamin Netanyahu is claiming that reports of a new impending scandal being launched by Israel's attorney general are completely baseless. Apparently, the charges involve gifts he received from two businessmen who then got very favorable treatment from the Israeli government. And he's out there screaming, it's fake news. It's fake news. Pay no attention. If we say it's fake news, your mind should go blank and you should just immediately forget that here. Now, getting into the economic news here. Italy's insolvent, they're actually describing it now as insolvent, Monte Paschi Bank is going to try and recapitalize by issuing 15 billion, with a B, euros in debt to restore liquidity. I can't imagine anybody who's going to be buying that looking at Monty Pasci's performance. The next move will be to coerce the Italian government to buy that debt. Start moving it around. They're all in trouble because of that 11th marble. Article in Zero Hedge. Central bankers are losing faith in their own alchemy. This idea that paper money could replace intrinsically valuable currencies based on metals, and that somehow you could take secure short-term deposits and transform them into long-term risky investments, was insane. That's why we had Glass-Steagall to prevent that last part. The money issued by private central banks, it's a fiction. It's a fairy tale. It's just paper with ink on it. It's all make-believe, and they treat it like it's make-believe. Let's pretend this is going to work. Let's pretend that will work. Unfortunately, for those of us who are forced to be dependent on that ink and paper, we pay a very, very high price. Now, Lyndon LaRouche, or LaRouche PAC, has issued a press release saying that the first thing Donald Trump has got to do is reinstate Glass-Steagall. Get it in there now, saying there will be no economic recovery unless Wall Street is taken down and forced to behave. And they're pointing out this horrible derivatives debt that has built up very recklessly because it's unregulated. And it's, again, it's all make-believe debt. When you look at that derivatives exposure, when you look at interest debt, it's money that never existed in the first place. If you go to a banker and you borrow a dollar, and you go back to pay the dollar, and the banker says, you owe me that other 10 cents, where does that 10 cents come from? It never existed to begin with, did it? The banker has to loan out more money out of which that 10 cents is taken, and it just continues to build and build and build from there. It's a system of enslavement. It's a system of enriching the owners of the private central bank at the expense of everybody else. Wealth inequality, on the scale we are seeing it, is the result of private central banking. And it didn't happen by accident, but by design. Now, over in Russia, a state-run Sberbank has decided to write off all debts held by the families of the victims of the crash of Russia's Tu-154 airplane last Sunday, and basically said, we're zeroing it out. It's the least we could do. And apparently the bank is now negotiating with other Russian banks to do exactly the same thing, which I think is a wonderfully generous thing to be doing. Because these families have lost their primary breadwinners. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economic news. Now, the U.S. retail chain, The Gap, is closing their stores in Israel this next year. And apparently this is coming down from the controlling shareholder of Gap, basically saying they're going to make efforts to absorb these employees into other stores elsewhere. But Gap is apparently pulling out of Israel at this point here. Now, the other day we were talking about these hideously inflated real estate prices and how studio apartments in San Francisco were going for $5,000 a month and ordinary San Franciscans couldn't afford it. And somebody made the comment, well, you know, it's all those high-paid tech workers. You know, those technology workers, they're making huge amounts of money. And actually, nothing could be further from the truth. They're making barely enough to stay where they are and continue to work in high tech, and they dream of coming up with a product or invention that will make them very, very rich. As it turns out, in East Palo Alto, which is right next to Silicon Valley, one-third of the school children are homeless. One-third. Now, I don't know how many of those are children of illegal immigrants and refugees, but the fact that one-third of these school kids are homeless tells you what the real situation is. And all these sky-high rents are coming on down. There was another real estate froth-up and a bubble, just like they pulled in 2008, and it's all coming apart. We were reporting earlier in the week about how all of a sudden property values in Manhattan are plunging, and people who bought in at those elevated prices, they're now underwater on their mortgages. It's the same thing happening all over again. And because nothing bad happened to the banking industry the first time they pulled it. That is a big, big problem. Every time Wall Street pulls another one of these frauds, what happens? They plunder the American people to give them enough money to recover from the error, and they say, keep on doing what you're doing. The United States needs to start treating crooked bankers the same way that Iceland did, throw them in jail. And if the crimes are big enough, do what China and Iran did. Execute them. If you look at the scale of their crimes, how many people are harmed, the sheer volume of damage done to our nation, its people and its infrastructure and its economy by these game players, you come to understand that these wrist slap fines and no prison for anybody is absolutely ridiculous. The fines are taken off the taxes and then repaid with higher fees on customers or more fraud. We need to give the people on Wall Street, Trump needs to give the people on Wall Street a really good object lesson. You play by the rules. It's not open season. Probably a lot of you caught the Leonardo DiCaprio movie Wolf of Wall Street. And as weird and fantastic as that film is, it's based on a real, true story. That's what it's really like. If you thought these Wall Street bankers were these serious old men with suits and gravitas and the very picture of honesty and ethical behavior, boy, were you taken for a ride. No doubt you've been watching too many corporate media presentations about how trustworthy the banking system is. Fox News has gone on the warpath against the entire food stamp program, apparently over the issue that about 0.1% of the spending in food stamps is fraudulent. And we know that anytime free anything is being handed on out, there are going to be those who take advantage of the situation, and that's unavoidable. But are you going to starve all those other millions and millions of Americans because of the few crooks? Wouldn't it be nicer to just go on out and get the crooks? But we seem to have had a government belief that collective punishment is now the response to anything that goes on. A few people are cheating food stamps. Let's take all the food stamps away. One guy with his brain melted on prescription antidepressants shoots up a shopping mall. We take guns away from everybody. One website reports on Pizzagate. We got to take freedom of speech away from all the independent media. That's the way they're thinking, collective punishment. And by the way, collective punishment is a war crime. It's a crime against humanity under international law. Now, getting on to the immigration issue. Syrian migrant numbers in Germany are about to double based on new family reunification laws, meaning those who have managed to get into Germany now have official permission from Angela Merkel's government to send back to their home country for their families to join them. And I'm sure they're out there saying, well, humanitarian, you know, you can't break up the families. We didn't break up the families. The guys who left their families behind, those deadbeat dads, to go to Europe and start chasing the girls around the streets of Germany, they're the ones who broke up their own families. And we shouldn't feel guilty for that. And we shouldn't be forced to live with the consequences of that. And I'm getting sick and tired of all these people who send me emails saying that your opposition to the open borders refugee policy is just heartless. Have you no sympathy for those people? Yes, I do have a lot of sympathy for those people. But why isn't anybody talking about all these U.S. wars of aggression that made these people refugees in the first place? And why is nobody talking about how George Soros is trying to push this refugee situation all over the globe to blur us all together, to destroy our sense of a regional, cultural, historical identity, to make us easier to control and part of the new world order that Soros is dreaming of? Now, apparently over in the Netherlands, there's a huge uproar from parents who discovered via a video that somebody recorded in a classroom, primary school students in the Netherlands being taught how to pray in a mosque. See what I mean about our identities are under attack as part of the New World Order agenda. Now, I don't know if this outrage has anything to do with it, but apparently an Islamic center in the Netherlands has been burned to the ground. And they suspect arson. There's been another huge brawl. Hundreds of migrants at a German refugee center in Sigmaringen, Germany. This has not worked out, has it? And, you know, the liberals apparently actually believed they were going to flood Europe and the United States with these refugees from these other countries and illegal immigrants, and we were all going to hug each other and give each other big, wet, sloppy kisses and sing Kumbaya and live together in peace and harmony. And it just isn't human nature. And remember, illegal immigration and refugee migration are filtering processes. We're not getting the best representatives of those countries of origin, are we? Because the people in those countries who are doing well, who are successful, they're not going to leave. They're going to stay right where they are. The ones who leave are those who can't make it in their home countries. They don't have the necessary job skills. They may be fleeing prosecution. And that's what's pouring into Europe. That's what's pouring in here to the United States. The job numbers in Germany alone bear it out. Just a tiny fraction of those refugees have succeeded in finding any kind of work at all. And the rest are a burden on Germany's social system, which means they're a burden on the German taxpayers. And the German taxpayers are already fed up because they've also been footing the bill to prop up the other member states of the European Union who are in serious economic trouble because of that private central bank doing private central bank games on those other countries. Now, as you know, there was a situation in Augsburg in Germany where they found an unexploded bomb from the Second World War. And they had to evacuate people in the area. And apparently, some of the people in that area were migrants from Syria. And apparently, they were trying to get on a bus to be evacuated. And they got upset that there was a woman with a pram, a baby stroller, that they felt was taking up room that could be used for more migrants. And they got into a fight, and one of the migrants kicked this one-year-old baby. And when paramedics came to treat the child, the migrants took off their belts and flogged the paramedics. This isn't working. But to people like George Soros, this kind of pain and misery and suffering is it's a small price to pay for that dream of a one-world government and a single golden throne of planet Earth. So, now out in California, and like I said, Claire and I want to move back to the mainland this next year. We will not be going to California. They're going crazy out there. As of the new year, there is a law, Senate Bill 1322, that bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18. Now, the thinking behind this was that these under 18 sex workers have already been exploited enough, so we should just cut them some slack. And it shows how very little thought went into this thing, because what's going to happen is all of the pimps and organized crime figures who are into the prostitution racket, they're going to start going after the under 18s. Because if they can't be arrested, they can't be offered a deal to turn on the pimp. This is going to make the problem of underage prostitution a lot worse, because for all intents and purposes, California Democrats have just legalized child prostitution in the state. And let's not kid ourselves, all the pedophiles in the country are going to be going to California now. Just, I don't know what you're thinking. It's ridiculous. It is really, really ridiculous. They don't think these things through. And again, that's something we see with Putin, and it just stands out. He never makes a rash, sudden move. Everything is thought out carefully in the long term. And that's a quality that has been missing from our government at the federal and now the state level as well. They go with whatever the political buzz of the day is. Oh, this is a problem. All right, we'll do this. Vote for me next election. Our political class are a bunch of morons. I can't put it any more simply. Now, as you know, President Obama, as another of his many parting gifts to the American people who refuse to vote for Hillary Clinton, with a stroke of a pen, has declared vast swaths of land in Utah and Nevada as two new national monuments, bringing them under the control of the Bureau of Land Management. Utah's attorney general is already filing lawsuit against this, considering the way they were abused under the Bill Clinton presidency with the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument. We talked about that earlier in the week here. And the problem is, the designation of this new Gold Butte area is going to lead to more standoffs when the local landowners are told they must vacate because it's now a national monument. And they're going to say, no, of course not. The government isn't allowed to come on in and just declare that they own huge chunks of land. It's a violation of the Enclave Clause of the Constitution. And we know why the government is grabbing up all the land they can. They need it for collateral on government borrowing. When Nixon ended gold convertibility, the Nixon shock, it sent a message to the rest of the world. The United States doesn't have the gold they'd like you to think they do. There hasn't been a full audit of Fort Knox in half a century. Back in the 70s, they opened a door and said, see, there's gold in there. Don't touch it. Just admire from a distance. Trust us. It's the real stuff. Germany was finding gold bars with hallmarks of the New York Federal Reserve and Fort Knox that were actually tungsten cored. So Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency, not actually to protect the environment, but to start grabbing huge chunks of it, which were then pledged as collateral on the out-of-control, even back then, government borrowing. And so all those people who are currently living on these newly declared national monuments, they're probably going to stand up and fight to keep their homes. Because what Obama just did to the people living in those two areas of land is identical to what Israel's been trying to do to the Palestinians in Palestine. Say, we now own this, get out. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. They're calling it Winter Storm Fortis. It's already costing people lives. Major power blackouts all over the Northeast. 2 feet of snow overnight, more to come. They're having what are called thunder snow showers. where it's snowing, but it's also producing lightning and thunder, which is kind of an interesting thing. Now, over at Mount Hood, they are very careful to measure the snowpack every winter because the melt from the snowpack is basically their freshwater supply for the coming year in that area. And the measurements they have of Mount Hood are showing the snowpack is heavier than normal. And that's significant. Freeman Dyson is a very well-known scientist, very independent. He's not tangled up with any government agencies or anything. And he's held in the same esteem as Einstein, Hawking, Teller, and Montgomery, is saying it's time to be skeptical of climate change science, and we're using the term loosely there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our next segment leading up to the lovely Lady Claire.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tonight, women and children alike
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to finish this hour talking about computers. And we're seeing these reports from places like IntelliHub, how a Drudge report was under a massive distributed denial of service attack. Asking, is this the U.S. government? Or is it somebody else? And in fact, my server's under attack right now as we speak. Because obviously the establishment and various vested political and financial interests do not want Americans waking up any more than they already have. In fact, there's an interesting story that came out of DaisyLuther.com talking about the DDoS attacks on Drudge and Russia Today, and asking if all of the independent media sites are coming under attack in order to allow the anti-Russia narrative a clear field. And if that is the case, that is another reason to be very concerned about a potential false flag this weekend to be blamed on Russia to try and start the war before Donald Trump can throw cold water on all of this nonsense. And it is an area of tremendous concern. Looking back at history, we know that all wars are started with some kind of a deception. Even Sun Tzu wrote about that in Art of War. All war is based on deception. Anytime somebody wants to start a war, they have to lie and trick their people into it. You're never going to see a leader stand up there and say, you know something, I want to invade this other country because they got a lot of stuff that I think we should have, and we're going to go in there and kill them and take all their wealth, and some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make. And in order to pull off that deception, those who might stand up and say it's a deception have to be silenced. Now, it's not going to work, because this new awareness in the American people is not going to vanish overnight just because the independent media servers are being hacked. If anything, the fact that we are under hacker attack is going to have that banned in Boston effect. People are going to say, okay, there is something going on here we need to know about. And they're going to start looking online for information, which is available from servers all over the globe that are not being silenced. And so I'm very, very concerned about this weekend. I hope Tuesday morning I'll be here saying, well, I was wrong again. Because I'd rather be wrong on this. But we can see very clearly from the corporate media and Obama's rhetoric, they're trying to find some way to get a war going with Russia before January 20th. And they can't wait till January 19th. They have to start the war and then push it past the point of no return. Which means, if they get their false flag, they'll launch a massive attack so it can't be turned around. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire.
Jimmy from
Okay, you're
Zipa.
There.
I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zypa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zypa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backward.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.